morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Today, we're talking about your Green Bay Packers. They're getting ready for rookie orientation camp this weekend. And to kick off the show, we're talking to a player who is invited to rookie orientation camp. We're talking to Chris Rosholt, punter from the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. Chris, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Chris will be attending the Packers rookie orientation camp on a tryout basis this weekend. Chris, can you tell us a little bit about the phone call you received from the Packers and your reaction to it?
Yes. I was waiting after the draft on Saturday, and I was waiting for a phone call. Didn't really get anything at all Saturday night, so I just, kept waiting. And then Sunday morning at about 9 o'clock, I got a call from the Packers, and they were letting me know that they were inviting me to their camp and gave me all the details and everything. And, I tried to keep my composure while I was still talking to them. And then as soon as the phone conversation ended, I, was with my fiance at the time, and it was the greatest news I could possibly receive. It was very amazing instance, and I just couldn't believe it. I was so blessed, and it was just an awesome experience.
In addition to playing at Whitewater, Chris is a native of Reedsburg, Wisconsin. Were you a Packers fan growing up, Chris?
Oh, of course. My whole family is from Wisconsin, and just we've been green and gold my whole life, and my grandparents are strong Packer fans and still are, and I grew up just in love with the Packers, Packers clothing, posters in my room, the whole works.
Let's talk a little bit about your college career at Whitewater, where you won three NCAA championships and were runner-up for another. Can you comment on the success you experienced in college and what that meant to you?
Yes. I originally went to St. Cloud State in Minnesota, and then I transferred to Whitewater just because at St. Cloud we didn't have much success, and, I wanted to be closer to home. So I came to Whitewater because in 2007, the year before I got there, they won the national championship. And I got there, and right away I could just tell that, with the coaching staff and the players that, they were there to win, and, that was their number one goal. And being at a D3 school, there's no scholarship, no money, no anything. So it's all about football and school. And so it's, a pretty serious thing at Whitewater. And so, going there, I wasn't really sure what to expect. I knew we would be good, but I didn't know how good we were going to be. And then going to the national championship the first year was an unreal experience, and we ended up losing, but I mean, it was still a great experience, a great learning experience. And we lost two games that year, one in the regular season at Stevens Point, and then in the national championship. And then the next 3 years, we didn't lose a single game. We ended up winning 45 straight games and three national championships. And I never, imagined that we would ever have done that, but I mean, we worked hard, and we had great coaches. I had great teammates, and I mean, it was a blast. Making it to four national championships and winning three in a row, and it was just unbelievable to have all that success.
It's an incredible streak, I'll say that. Now, rather interestingly, one of your teammates at Whitewater, long snapper Casey Casper, will be joining you at Packers rookie camp this weekend. Were you two a package deal?
I would like to think so, because I mean, we've been doing it for 4 years, might as well keep going. He actually found out before I did, and I was congratulating him and everything. And then once I found out that I was going to the Packers, I was all excited. And then all of a sudden it hit me that he was going to be there too, and he'd probably be the one snapping to me in camp and everything. And so it was just an awesome feeling to know that I'd be, still working with him, and the familiarity we have with each other, and just kind of a neat deal.
Do you think that'll help you ease the nerves at all? I have to imagine it's going to be a kind of a nervous situation for you this weekend a little bit.
Oh yeah. And I actually just met up with him in Whitewater. We got some work in yesterday, and we were talking about the same thing about how, you know, we're going to have nerves. I mean, everyone's going to have nerves going into it. I mean, that's expected, but to the degree of the nerves that you have, is, for me anyways, it's going to be down knowing that, you know, he's there with me, he's going through the same thing, and we're both specialists, so we'll both be in the same group. We won't be split up or anything, and just to know that he's there and that I'll be getting snaps from him, and it's something that I've seen for 4 years now, and it just kind of eases some of the nerves a little bit as far as, like, the performance and, you know, just having somebody there that I know for sure right away that I can talk to and stuff. So it definitely eases the mind a little bit.
We're talking to Chris Rosholt, punter from the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. Chris, the reality of the situation you find yourself in is that pretty much only 32 punters in America have jobs in the NFL, and the Packers have a pretty good one in Tim Mastay, and it's going to be difficult to unseat him. All that being said, what do you hope to accomplish this weekend?
Well, this weekend, when I was talking to my agent and talking, you know, family and friends, in this whole, you know, trying to make it into the NFL process, the only thing I asked was that somebody give me a shot and at least take a look at me. And so, thankfully the Packers, you know, are giving me that opportunity. And so what I want to accomplish is just to go in there, you know, show them what I can do, showcase my talent and my character and, you know, everything that I'm about. And hopefully, you know, they'll invite me to training camp, and then I can showcase my, you know, abilities. I'm more of a national level, and, you know, once cuts are made and, you know, whatever happens from there, at least, you know, I kind of have that on my resume and, you know, would be able to be more appealing to other teams, you know, if I weren't able to continue being a Packer. And, you know, so the real goal would just to be to, you know, to do the best that I can this weekend and, you know, hopefully it continues on into training camp.
I know historically the Packers keep a few roster spots open for guys who come into that rookie orientation camp on the tryout basis and end up signing them to contracts. So to that end, we wish you nothing but luck. But before you go, Chris, I have a unique question for you. Listeners to this show know I recently authored a book on the Home Talent League, an amateur baseball league in Wisconsin, which you actually played in. Now, that's how I came to contact Chris, was I recognized his name as a baseball player. Chris, can you just talk briefly about playing in the Home Talent League, why you do it, and what you like about it?
Yes. Well, I started playing when I was 18, right out of high school. I remember growing up and seeing the older guys in the Pirates uniforms and always, you know, kind of intrigued by them. And so then when I graduated high school, I decided that's something that I wanted to try out. Little did I know, though, how much fun it was going to be and how much of a connection you're going to make with all the other players. Because, I mean, I was so used to, you know, playing other teams and stuff where I may recognize a couple guys, and then you get into home talent, and almost all the teams stay the same every year. So it's kind of neat that you're playing the same guys every year. You kind of build connections with other players from other teams, and you learn their, you know, the pros and cons to each pitcher, and you kind of, it's almost like you're watching film. And the one thing that I really like about it is I'm extremely competitive by nature, and I just really like to have that competitiveness when I play sports. And so home talent, I mean, it definitely offers that, and that's one thing that I love about it. And Reedsburg, I mean, we play 30 plus games a summer. We practice every Wednesday. Then we have night league and Thursdays, and then Sunday league, and then we have pickup games in between. And so, I mean, we take it pretty seriously, and it, I mean, that's the same all across the state. And it's just a great experience to be able to continue playing baseball, a sport that I love, and doing it at a competitive level, and being able to just build those relationships with my teammates, and then, you know, other teammates on, you know, other teams as well.
I find it really unique this year. I don't know what it is, but now you have the playing with the Packers here this weekend, and another home talent league alumni, Brady Ewing of Richland Center. drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. So rather unique, you baseball players getting your chance in the NFL here. And Chris, if I remember correctly, you were one of the leading home run hitters in the league last year. Did you win the league's home run title?
Yep. For the last two seasons, I've led the league and got the home run title champion.
Well, congratulations on that. And again, we wish you luck this weekend as you attend rookie orientation camp in Green Bay.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. Chris Roschel, punter from the University of Wisconsin Whitewater, joining us here on Cheesehead TV this Wednesday morning. Great to have him with us. Great to be talking some Packers football with you folks as we move on. Feel free if you want to call into the show. The phone line is now open. If you want to talk a little bit of Packers football, feel free. Call in, putting the phone number up on the screen, 347-352-0154. So talking Packers football this morning, getting ready for rookie orientation camp. And the news out of Green Bay yesterday, this morning, whatever, reported by Rob Domofsky of the Green Bay Press Gazette yesterday. We followed it up in our Packers Daily Links this morning. Jerron McMillian, Packers fourth-round draft choice, safety from the University of Maine, has agreed to terms with the Packers on a contract, being the first player of the rookie class, at least reported, to have done so. And Domofsky following that up with a report that the Packers are deep in negotiations with all their draft choices and hope to have them all in the fold by the time rookie orientation camp starts this weekend. Starts on Friday, practice 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So yeah, the rookies coming into Green Bay, getting settled, getting to learn the environment and the system in Green Bay, their offense and defensive schemes, special teams as well. And so an exciting time here as the players are going to be donning a Packers uniform for the first time. This upcoming weekend, just 2 days away. They probably arrive in Green Bay tomorrow, actually. So, interesting to see that and exciting times. And, with the rookies here, the draft choices in particular, it's very interesting that they're already, coming to terms, already agreeing upon contracts. And really, the same thing kind of happened last weekend, just later, because the NFL and the players' union didn't agree on a collective bargaining agreement until July, late July, early August. And but this year, though, the rookies all already some have signed contracts and others getting ready to do so because with the new CBA. There's really no room for negotiations because of the new rookie salary scale. Pretty much your salary is set for you if you're a draft choice in the NFL. And that's happening. And it's very likely that all the Packers draft choices, including first rounder Nick Perry, will be all signed and sealed before Friday. They'll be signing on the dotted line, if you will, on their new contracts and getting practice underway. It used to be in the past that they would have to sign some sort of waiver or insurance agreements protecting them in case of injury and with the draft choices in terms of things like the rookie orientation camp, OTAs, mini camp, before they would sign their contracts. They would actually get to work out, but there'd be some sort of insurance agreement, protecting both them and the team in case some sort of injury happened. And it rarely would, in these... this off-season part of the year, we're talking about the May-June time frame. No contact being allowed, so the chances of injury were slim. Not to say they couldn't happen, but, not very often at least. But, yeah, so now all these players going to be under contract, except the tryout players like Chris Rosholt here. They're just trying out, but they're going to be given a fair crack at making the roster, and it's the situation every year. As I mentioned during the interview, the Packers always keep a few roster spots open for these trial players, and usually sign a handful of them to a contract. You know, they're going to bring up to 30 players in on a tryout basis just to see what they've got, and maybe they find a diamond in the rough and give them a shot, give them a chance to make the team. So that's where, you know, they're at with the rookies this year and the tryout players, things like that. So some of them will be signed to contracts. Some of them, you know, the undrafted rookies are already been signed to contracts. And you know, I might have to post this on Cheesehead TV and our Packers microblog. Just an interesting comment by Bob McGinn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, doing a little digging, a little investigating, apparently. Posted on Twitter last night, I believe, that the offensive lineman the Packers have reportedly signed as an undrafted free agent, the left tackle from San Diego State. His name escapes me, actually, off the top of my head here. But Bob McGinn reporting he's going to play center for Green Bay. This is a guy who was an all-conference Mountain West selection in college, you know, in the FBS, but being thought of as athletic enough and having the ideal size to actually play center in the NFL. So something actually to keep an eye on as the center position in Green Bay especially is thin behind newly signed free agent Jeff Saturday. So kind of a what the Packers hope, at least, is a diamond in the rough as rookie orientation camp gets underway here on Friday. And you know what? That hasn't been reported yet, but I just kind of saw it on the Packers website just so everybody's aware if you're interested in that sort of thing. Mike McCarthy will be holding press conferences streamed live on the Packers official website on both Friday and Sunday. So kind of on Friday as the rookie orientation camp gets underway. I think that one happens at 6 p.m. Central Time, so in the evening, actually, during the evening hours. And then on Sunday, as rookie orientation is wrapping up. I think it's on Sunday afternoon, right around noon, perhaps, or around that time frame. But, you know, I just know a lot of our listeners, a lot of our fans like to listen in to those press conferences and listen in to the head coach or whoever is holding the press conferences there at Packers.com. So you'll be privy to some of that information this weekend, things that are going on in Green Bay. So, you know, really excited to get the information here on these type of things on camp this weekend. As you know, it's going to be the first time these guys suit up in a Packers uniform. So, you know, of course, really excited to hear about Nick Perry, the first round draft choice, and who's going to pretty much be the unquestioned starter at the outside linebacker spot opposite Clay Matthews. Assuming the Packers are still running 3-4, which we've dabbled in before in the past. So, just really exciting stuff to be talking about and paying attention to this weekend. And not limited to Nick Perry. I mean, I'm almost as interested pretty much in finding about the second-round draft choices the Packers traded up for. Jarrell Worthy, the defensive lineman from Michigan State. Casey Hayward, the cornerback from Vanderbilt. I mean, these guys could be playing big roles in Green Bay this year. There's a lot ahead of them, and they've got to prove a lot to show that they can make it in the NFL and can play big roles. But, I mean, what an opportunity, though. For a team that was rather poor on defense last year to come in and hopefully step in and you know, kind of stop some of that bleeding that happened last year I mean, quite an opportunity. And what is a good team, regardless of their defensive effort? A team that went 15-1 the regular season last year. Big opportunity here, and an opportunity to be successful as a team as well. And that's what the fans, more than anything, I would assume, want, without question. So, but I mean, again, not limited to them either. I'm interested in seeing and reading about and hearing about all the Packers draft choices, you know, not just the ones we talked about already, but those lower in the draft, the undrafted free agents. Of course, the Packers have done a good job in the past of finding some diamonds in the rough and guys who go undrafted, but yet, sign a contract and become contributing members of a team. Just in the Super Bowl season, both Frank Zombo and Sam Shields, both of them undrafted rookies that year, played big roles for the Packers as they won a Super Bowl. So big time stuff. And the tryout guys like Chris Rosholt as well. You know, a couple of them are going to get to sign contracts and get their chance. And again, hopefully the Packers hit a home run with it. If you're, you know, coming from the perspective of a fan. And that's what it's all about, and that's what you're looking forward to this weekend. So, really, really interesting, really interested to hear about these guys, how they're coming along, how they're going to fit in, you know, how they're adapting, all those things as the dead part of the offseason wraps up and practice starts getting underway. So very, very exciting times in the world of the Green Bay Packers if you like seeing how young players and rookies develop. So, one other piece of information that happened yesterday we can touch a little bit upon at Railbird Central here this morning. Cornerback, defensive back, Charles Woodson joined Green and Gold Today, local sports talk radio show on the ESPN radio affiliate in Milwaukee, 540, I believe WAUK is the call letters. But Charles Woodson joining them and talking about answering questions, of course, about potentially moving to safety. And Woodson has talked about this before, actually. The comments about him, being open, and that's what he said yesterday, are basically echoing thoughts he's said in the past that he would be open to it, but you still have to consider where the Packers are at their defense. And, you know, Charles Woodson's comment, he elaborated, of course, a little bit, which was, you know, really the most interesting part of the interview, was saying that he wants to make sure that the Packers are set at cornerback first before he would change positions, and the Packers themselves have to find that out. And maybe that's what's going to happen with the Packers bringing in a Casey Hayward via the draft, trading up for him, or perhaps just guys, developing even further. The guys like Sam Shields, the guys like Devon House, those young guys, becoming even better players now in their second, third years in the NFL, and ready to take over, allowing perhaps Charles Woodson to move to safety. But here's where the sticking point is, and really the uncertainty is. Obviously, the Packers have a need at safety with Nick Collins moving on. There's a position open there the Packers could use could stand to fill, and certainly Charlie Pepper will be given first crack at it. And I think Charlie Pepper is worthy of being on the 53-man roster and being a backup, but I don't think the Packers want to rely on him being a starter, perhaps. Just the kind of that average athleticism, although he can get by on his smarts and his veteran experience, and he has that going for him. But are there better options out there, such as moving Charles Woodson to safety? But here we go. We've talked about this before. Charles Woodson is still good defending the slot. defending slot receivers against opposing offenses. He's really good from that position on the field. And do you want to move him from that? You know, one thing I've speculated in my mind, and I don't know how realistic this is, you know, I don't think you really want Charles Woodson playing a cornerback position on the perimeter anymore when the Packers have been in their base 3-4 defense when there's only two cornerbacks on the field. You know, I'm not sure you want him one-on-one matched up with some speedy receiver. Everybody knows Charles Woodson's lost a step. You know, he's now, what is he, a 12-year veteran in the NFL? He's getting up there in age, and he still has it. But I'm just not sure it's playing on the perimeter. But when the Packers go to their sub-packages, play nickel dime, Charles Woodson is able to move in. He's able to be effective from the slot, whether it's, you know, covering receivers, whether it's blitzing, whether it's playing the run, you name it. He's still good there. So do you want to take that away from him? Now, one thing I've speculated is it possible Charles Woodson could play safety when the Packers go to their base 3-4 defense? Can he play safety then? And then when they go to their sub package, can he still play that slot corner position? Is that possible for him to kind of play two positions at once almost? You know, playing safety in the base 3-4, playing the nickel corner in the sub packages. Is that too much to handle? Is that too much to ask? I'm not sure if it is from a Charles Woodson. I mean, what do you do then? So he plays safety in the base 3-4, then switches to corner, slot corner in the nickel. So who comes on the field then? I mean, that's what the Packers would have to figure out. Is it the veteran Charlie Peppra who would play? Is it the rookie Jerron McMillian, who just apparently reportedly agreed to terms on a contract with the Packers? Is it, anybody, the undrafted rookie who made the roster last year, M.D. Jennings, the undrafted rookie who signed a contract this year, Sean Richardson? Who is that who would come into the game? And again, I of course, I'm getting ahead of myself and assuming that would even happen. But, you know, it's an interesting thing to wonder about, debate at this time of year, what the Packers will do with that position. Again, obviously a need for the Packers. Obvious that they, have that need with Nick Collins, being released. So, the Packers got to do something at their safety position. And, you know, whether it's staying the status quo with Charlie Peppra, trying out a rookie or one of the untested guys, whoever it may be, or going the route of trying Charles Woodson there. I mean, it's even been debated perhaps that Casey Hayward could play safety, the new rookie draft choice in the second round. So, have no clue. A long time till the season yet. We're talking months away. And the Packers are going to let their offseason play out and see, you know, what they have, I would assume. DJ Protege STL on our live blog commenting, Wood is only going to play safety if our draft picks work out at cornerback, and they would have to be better than Shields, and I don't see it. You know, I would tend to have to agree with that. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, maybe Casey Hayward takes everyone by gangbusters. But, I mean, he hasn't played a single practice snap yet, let alone an actual game snap. So, I mean, we just don't know that. The good news is we'll start to see this weekend as rookie orientation camp gets underway and these guys finally hit the practice field and the Packers see what they have. So, it's tough to make any defining, take anything away from one camp this weekend. But maybe we start getting at least a glimpse and a sign of things to come perhaps. But, I mean, this is just the beginning of the process this weekend. rookie camp this weekend, and it pretty much leads right into, you know, OTAs after that, mini camp after that. So a lot of practice time coming up. A lot of these will be open to the public, things like that. Ted the Sledge commenting on the live blog. Devon House and Shields hopefully will get pushed by the young guys. Looks like a good group. And you know, that's not limited to the secondary. Amazing with all the defense the Packers went for on draft day or during the NFL draft. You know, everybody's going to be fighting for a job. And we've talked about it here before. I can just see the training camp fights being happening right now, breaking out because of all the competition. Guys are really going to be scared for their job. Guys like Devon Houts, Sam Shields, you know, all of a sudden the Packers bring in Casey Hayward. Well, that's a threat to them. And look at the defensive line. Guys like Jarius Wynn and C.J. Wilson, holdovers from the last year, last couple of years. I mean, they're going to be pushed by the new draft choices. Jarrell Worthy, Mike Daniels. A lot of competition all over the defense. And that's a good thing. I mean, that's going to raise the level of everybody's play. So you're a Packers fan. You can look forward to that. Everybody's level is going to be raised, you hope at least. And in most cases, competition does bring that out. So that's a good thing. But hey, folks, it's past 9 o'clock a.m. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Thanks to Chris Rosholt, punter from the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, for joining us early on the show for an interview. Best of luck to him making the team. And we'll be back next week, next Monday. Once again, we're taking a Friday off here on Railbird Central. I'm going to be up north in Crivitz, Wisconsin, for a big day on Friday. All sorts of events related to my recently released book on amateur baseball in Wisconsin, giving a book talk and signing at the Crivitz Public Library, my hometown, Friday morning, heading over to Crivitz High School, my alma mater, during the afternoon, having a release party for the book that night at Riverside, Dan and Tin's Riverside Inn in Crivitz that evening. So I got a full day planned in front of me on Friday. So we're taking the day off from Railbird Central, and we'll be back next Monday recapping rookie orientation camp. So look forward to that. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us here on the show. I leave you today with a song called Sometimes a River by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. We'll see you, everyone. Go Pack, go. Thank you.